Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Time for another installment in our weekly feature from the Stoop Storytelling Series. Comedian and Baltimore native Michelle shares her story of moving from the city to the suburbs when she was little. Her story has been edited for brevity.
I lived on Garrison Avenue, right between Reisterstown Road and Park Heights. And in the 1970s, this was the most family-friendly, beautiful African-American neighborhood you could ever experience. I knew when it was time to come in the house because the street lights would come on. My sister and I, we could take a quarter and go to the candy store and get two coconut cookies, one Mary Jane, a squirrel nut, and come back with some change. My uncles, who were our babysitters, my mother's six brothers, we would sit on top of a billboard on the gravel parking lot as they played stickball in the gutter, and that's how they babysat us while we listened to Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're my shining star. No matter who you are, shining bright, you see what you could truly be. This was my Park Heights neighborhood in the 70s. We had a store on every corner, and for every time there wasn't a store, there was a house store. Now, some of you good white folk might not know what a house store is, so I'm gonna help you out. A house store is a store with a lady who never changes her clothes. She wears the same house coat every day, but you're gonna go in there because she has squirrel nuts and penny candy and something that black folk like to call frozen cups. A frozen cup is made of sugar and water, and we're not sure what else it is, but it is good and it's 25 cents. She got squirrel nuts, penny candy, cookies, and she has a whole bunch of change jangling in her pockets. You ain't sure if she got underwear on, but you don't really care. So this was my reality in the 70s, and my mother, my beautiful mother, who's been a civil servant of Baltimore City working for the Department of Public Works for over 25 years, happened to get married to my then stepdad, my dad. And upon that marriage, my sister and I were a package deal. And we were told that we were moving to greener pastures. We were leaving the city and going to the northwest suburbs, also known as the county. And so we get in the back of my mother's car and we're driving out to the county, and it's just getting spread out and spread out. And we get up this long hill and we pull into this neighborhood full of manicured lawns. And as we get out of the car, we start to notice that everyone is peeking out of their door. At that time, my sister and I, who were just excited because my mother had shared, you're going to have your own room. And that was major because up until then, we shared the house with my mom's eight siblings and her parents. My uncle shared a room with us at the time. We did not know it was actually a walk-in closet. And in that walk-in closet, he had a twin bed and all his Chuck Taylors lined up very neatly. And a big poster of a velvet tiger that glowed in the dark. We were just fast forwarded into the life of Leave It to Beaver. It was just the Cleavers, and we were guess who's coming to dinner. We had a lawn and we had a backyard and we had shutters, and we walked into our home and it was cool and we were very excited. And I knew in that moment that, you know, something was very different about this place. There were no streetlights. How would we know when to come in the house? Also, there were dirt roads, and beyond those dirt roads, there were these little wooded areas, and I felt very nervous about having trees all around. There was something in my genetic unconscious that said, there are trees. Be very afraid. The next day, we go to register for our new school. We go to another dirt road. I'm waiting for Boss Hogg any minute and the Duke boys. Yeehaw! I'm feeling real confident. I got a good straight part down the middle of my head. And I know y'all don't know what the significance is. It takes 35 minutes to put a good straight part down a little black girl's hair. And beyond those parts, I had two of the most perfect Afro puffs you've ever seen in your life. I felt very sharp. But then I walk into this building and nobody looks like me. Nobody. I walk into my classroom and my mother says goodbye, and there stands my teacher, Mrs. Barbara Levinson. She said, "Welcome, dear, how are you?" There's like two other little brown kids, but they kind of look like
girl, we still stuck here. We don't know.
We want to know when the street light's coming on too. We ain't heard Earth, Wind, and Fire in 13 weeks. And so fast forward to the cafeteria where it all goes down, and I meet these two girls who will become two of my best friends. Jennifer and Julie ended up being neighbors of mine, and we caught the bus home together. And we grew this fast friendship because they were just as fascinated with me and my Afro Puffs as I was with all of their kosher dishes. But we would teach each other stuff. I said, so y'all want to be down? Y'all really want to know some stuff? Let me teach y'all how to do double dutch. And you teach me everything I need to know about your family. So they started bringing me stuff to eat. They gave me cotties, and boy, did I love cotties. I would put mustard and saltine crackers and tear them up, and I would try to teach these two little Jewish girls how to double, but they couldn't really get it. But one of the most amazing things that happened in those moments that we spent together is that we organically engage one another, not as two races, but two groups of kids who genuinely had admiration for one another. And ultimately, we taught each other the best lesson, that the best thing you can do is love the hell out of one another. And at the end of it all, they taught me one of my favorite songs. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila Venis Mecha. Hava, I've been wanting to do that all night. Hava Neranena, la la la, la la la, Neranena.
Comedian Michelle on what a childhood move from the city to the suburbs taught her. You can listen to more stories and learn about Stoop shows and the Stoop podcast all at stoopstorytelling.com. We'll link to it from our page at wypr.org. Glad you've been listening to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Hope your weekend is fantastic.